Well, we are here ready to have some fun for the next few days, man.
Oh, man.
I love the compound. We get, there's so many different variations of Jub that I enjoy so much. Afternoon Jub.
There's only one. It's
road Jub.
The whole time.
But compound Jub can be a different story because you turn it up to about 11 when you're here, and I'm here for it.
You'll discover about me, there's no this and that. There's only one Jub, and he's always got the throttle down, and he's ready for action.
All right.
I want you to treat this like we had the, what do we call the Super Bowl? What did we go do during that Wednesday of the Super Bowl?
What was
I can't remember what we called it, but that's
Best
how.
Friends Day
that's why I want you to treat this entire compound.
Okay.
See, it's already starting to addle your brains.
Yeah.
Because George was doing the gritty on Media Row and everything. I want all that happening.
Did you do the stanky leg?
I always would do the stanky leg.
Yeah.
I have to. You know what? I think I want to thank Travis Kelce for bringing the stanky leg back to prominence because he did it when he scored in the Super Bowl. And
yeah. That's a
what
donkey.
What the hell?
That's her donkey friend.
Okay.
That's called.
He's been with us all morning.
It's called braying.
I'm going to need another shot to
all right,
get
on.
Through this. I don't like these odd noises that's just happening
in
the
distance.
There's
going to be a lot of them out here, Donnie.
Really?
Yeah, I'll protect you.
Okay. No worries. That fence is fine. There's no holes in the fence.
Whatever.
Yeah. Stay on that side.
There may be a hole in that fence, and a donkey's not going to hurt you.
You guys talked about how powerful the back legs of a donkey are.
Yeah, if
so you
feel
just have to stay in front of it.
Yeah. Did you ever see Gus, the one who kicked the 60-yard field goal?
I didn't know that was real.
It was. It was a documentary. Kick for the Colts.
Okay.
Of course.
What's up with you and animals?
Animals are funny.
I've never heard you laugh as much as you did when we watched the Mr. Ed episode when he went to Dodger Stadium.
You appreciated that when the hoof went sliding into home? Clearly showing that he was safe.
I just think my favorite was the scared brother catcher who wanted nothing to do with a horse rounding third. And he jumps.
Jumped up on the backstop.
But he has it with his feet and his hands.
He didn't want a collision at home plate.
He's looking backwards. They didn't have those rules back then. He had
he knew Mr. Ed was going to run him over.
And the hoof just slides in safe.
See?
Okay, no, it was funny. It was funny. I don't know. Somebody referenced that one time. I can't remember on maybe Twitter or something, and the video came back up. And I laughed once again because I'm thinking about you.
What about the bear video I sent you on draft day? That was hilarious.
Do you want to hear that scene from Mr. Ed when he's playing baseball?
Sure.
I have it right here.
All right, go ahead.
I'll show them who's the brains of this outfit.
Well, Leo, I hope you win those three games in your home stand.
Why, we're a cinch, thanks to...
Hey, what's going on out there?
Mr. Ed's at the plate.
There's Sandy Koufax.
What's all this clowning around here, John? You know we got a big game tonight.
Ignore my horse. He's just a show-off.
It was the horse's idea, Leo. We look around, and there he is with a bat in his mouth.
It'll make a great Kubiski shot, Leo.
The catcher.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Say, is it okay if Sandy tosses one to him nice and easy?
Yeah. Ed wants to make a fool of himself. It's okay with me.
All right. Sandy, nice and easy, huh, buddy? Okay, John.
There's the pitch.
He's in the windup and the pitch.
It's a rope.
Off the wall.
Off the wall.
Really slow around first.
Boy, he got
but
out
now
of
he's
that
galloping.
Body. Dude, he's like, whoa. I better get on my... Well, how does a horse get on his horse? But he did.
He's in full gallop around
catcher
second.
Wants no part.
The catcher, when the catcher jumps up, just springs up to the back of the. Yeah, the hoof going into home plate is.
Do you know how many summer hours I burned watching that show,
Mr. Ed?
Yes,
I never watched a second of. Did you watch it, Norm?
Oh yeah,
every day. And, I mean, if I was 8 years old or 18, I was holding my sides laughing.
I'm telling you, man, talking animals and talking babies freak me out.
Really?
It just look. It's not.
Talking babies, I'm with you
it's
there.
It's not natural.
No.
Even even the horse or the dog. There are commercials out there now where I think there's a dog just sitting on the couch talking to its owner. And it's, I don't know, it just creeps me out.
You know what we ought to do? We ought to have a power hour. And watch Lancelot Link Super Chimp. You ever watch that?
No, I don't even know what that is.
It was like a spy ring of chimps, and they had, I guess, peanut butter in their mouths or something. They would talk to each other.
You are ridiculous.
Bunky.
George?
What?
Do you want a nap?
No. Okay. I want to keep talking with my friends.
Wilbur.
Okay, let's do a powwow, and I'm down for anything.
Lancelot Link.
You never seen Lancelot Link?
I've never
Super
even
Chimp?
Heard of it. No,
they're shooting pool.
They do everything. Smoke. No Lancelot Link Super Chimp.
I've never seen Lancelot Link Super Chimp.
There's video of them as a 60s rock group.
Yeah, yeah. They did music. They did everything.
Okay.
Dude, this is great.
I'm down with it if you're down with it.
Okay.
I'm open for anything here out here at the camp.
I want to do that, and I also want to, after, you know, a happy hour or something, have Corby listen to the French talk show with the 8 people up there with funny laughs.
Okay.
Oh.
And maybe we can get his mixed in there with it.
We need to find another video like we found with This Is America when we had you watch it here. That was great.
Oh, my gosh.
You had no idea what to expect.
I had no idea. I have not seen that.
And holy Moses! He just pulls out a gun. Yeah.
So violent.
Oh, we have bits upon bits upon bits. I know Jake, he talks a big game, Norm, and he says that he wants to stay up on Thursday night up until 5:30 all the way to the music.
The poll takes the under.
And I'm with him. And I'm with him. If he wants to do it, I'm there. I have no problems. You know
hate
me.
Yourself on Friday and Saturday.
Why?
Because you will be so dog tired.
Norm can do the show Friday. He can handle it.
Thanks,
it's no
Donnie.
Big deal.
Or you could have still affected Donnie.
No.
10 to noon.
I promise you, if I do that, and Jake's down, I will be there at 10, revving to go.
We can
ready
have,
to do
I
the show.
You, we can have Killer. Go ahead, Sean.
No, that was Jake. That was a drop.
Oh, we could have Killer set the alarm for Donnie at 10:15, 10:35, 10:55, 11:15, 11:35.
No. I can make it. Now, I may go back and take another nap afterwards, but.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
It's going
3
to be
days
fun.
Of compound.
Yes. Yeah, I had to drop a location to the wife just to make sure, just to let her know things go awry.
Tell her I got you. Tell her
and I believe in
you
too. Yeah. Yeah. If there's anyone that I'm going to fight with or I want in a fight with me, it would definitely be you.
Yeah.
But Norm's a close second. Norm has weapons. He has built-in weapons. A walker,
cane,
his nose.
Yeah.
His back hair, all that. All those are weapons to use against the enemy.
Yeah. Absolutely. We got a hoop, too.
Yeah.
Killer just jacked that thing up about 4 feet.
It's back
up
to at least 9 feet.
Oh, if it's 9.
I don't think that's 10, is it?
If it's 9 feet, I'm going in for a windmill under the leg dunk.
Okay. I think that's about 10.
I don't know if I can still dunk on 9.
What'd you measure that? Is that measurable?
Maybe. I didn't measure it. I just put it up all the way.
So okay, maybe it is 10.
Though. I have a tape measure in the car. I'll go get it.
Yeah, that's maybe 10.
It's a killer guesstimation. Is that what that is?
That is such an engineer that travels with a tape measure.
I bet I can out free throw shoot everybody.
What are we going to put on it?
Whatever you want.
Oh, did you hear Jake's idea?
Yes. I was going to ask you about that.
Are you with it?
Oh, I'm. Yeah. You're
okay.
Right. I'm totally into
do
that.
You have
yeah.
a,
Junior
do,
said he's in.
Do you have a service that you use, or do you want
to? No, I'm going to have to. You have to show me how to start an account.
Or we can. You can glom in on mine and just use mine to see.
Okay.
But
winner take all.
Winner take all.
You,
and you heard
that?
You remember that
look
yesterday,
that
right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It was $100 you start with. And you can bet on any game you want. You can put it all on one. You can spread it out. But the person that has the most money at the end of it takes everyone else's money.
And you should have to place at least one bet. You can't just stand on your 100.
Oh, no, no, no.
You can stand on your 100 if you want
no,
to.
No, you have to bet.
Yeah.
You're not standing on anything.
Yeah. But if you're going to take everybody else's money, what if all their money's gone?
Well, then you just get yours. Oh, is that
that's
it?
That's Lancelot Lake. Killer just put it up on the screen here.
I've never seen this before in my life.
Man, it'll be the greatest show you've ever seen.
Well, just give me a couple more shots, and then I'll enjoy anything.
Just
look at you. You are a mess.
You're riding in on Harlan.
George is so easy.
I know.
You watch that right now, and you tell me that's not funny.
I mean,
look at the guy playing drums.
But what are they playing? What are they doing?
Holding the guitar.
Oh my god. You are ridiculous. Okay, we do have the birdhouse. That's at 11:30.